Hi friends, David here with a really quick restorative justice reflection because something happened and I think we should talk about it. So a certain former president was recently indicted. And as a restorative justice practitioner, here are five reasons I think this person should be engaged in a restorative justice process. Yeah, I can't think of any. But jokes aside, I do believe in people's capacity to change. But given the circumstances, it's really hard to imagine a world where this person is willing to engage in taking accountability for the harm caused in this or any situation. In the unlikely event that this indictment results in a conviction, and a conviction results in any kind of meaningful punishment, it still won't be justice. With a restorative justice lens, I define justice as meeting the needs of impacted people and communities, and accountability as taking responsibility for harmful behavior and taking corrective actions to repair and make sure this doesn't happen again. But what we're witnessing now is a public shaming and media circus that probably won't result in meeting the needs of anyone involved, except maybe a certain someone who craves any kind of attention. So what's an abolitionist, restorative approach to this situation? I have no fucking clue. And honestly, it's not my or probably your responsibility to figure this out. I do know that my and probably your time and energy is better spent building capacity to embody restorative ways of being in your everyday life, in your communities, so future generations won't have to deal with this. That's not to say that we're building a perfect future where conflict or harm never happen. But when we embrace ancestral values of interconnection, focus our time and energy on building and strengthening relationships rooted in equity and trust, harm is much less likely to occur, and we'll have ways to more effectively address harm when it happens. So if you want to learn how to use restorative ways of being to build a more just and equitable world for future generations, take the first step in your restorative learning journey today. We have three free trainings, Restorative Justice as a Way of Being, Restorative Justice in the Workplace, and Restorative Justice in Schools for you to check out, link in the show notes. And as always, help us amplify this work by sharing with your family, friends, colleagues, and community. Hope to connect soon. Like what you heard? Please subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast on whatever platform you're using right now. Or if you're old school, tell a friend. It really helps us further amplify this work. You can also support us by following us on our social platforms, signing up for our email list, signing up for a community gathering, workshop, or course. So many options. Links to everything in the show notes. Or on our website, amplifyrj.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.